The following is an abbreviated account of an article first published in its entirety in our No Greater Joy magazine, March-April 2002. To read the complete version, go to www.nogreaterjoy.org. The Jezebel Profile. When the name Jezebel is mentioned, most of us see the painted face of a seductively dressed woman gazing into the eyes of a man who lacks good sense. The Bible portrays Jezebel in a different light. Revelation 2:20 says that Jezebel calleth herself a prophetess, and men received her as a teacher, showing that she was part of structured Christianity, ministering to the saints. Jesus warned the church against the teaching woman Jezebel. Any woman who defies the Scripture's prohibition against women teachers in the church is following in the grave tradition of Jezebel. I went back to 1 Kings to see what the Bible had to say about the historical Jezebel. The first thing I noticed was that she was more spiritual and religiously devoted than her husband. She used her insights to guide him. He was a weak man, so she took the lead to motivate him. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11:3, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." Regardless of our circumstances, when we women take the spiritual lead, we step out from under our designated rightful head. The second thing I observed was that Ahab was emotionally volatile, unstable. Is your husband prone to retreat? Is he bitter, angry, or depressed? When a woman takes the lead in marriage, her assuming of the masculine role makes a weak man weaker, to the point of sending him to bed, as Jezebel did to Ahab. The third and most significant thing I noticed was that she used his emotional stress to endear herself to him, a strange way of lording over her husband. If you read the story, you will see how Jezebel manipulated and accused an innocent man, then had him murdered so that Ahab could obtain his vineyard. Ahab, in depression, kept his face to the wall and let her do her dark deeds. Today, if a woman is willing to play her husband's role in directing the family, her husband will lose his natural drive to bear responsibility. He will turn his face to the wall. The fourth thing that jumped out at me was how Ahab was easily manipulated by his wife to suit her purposes. She stirred his passive spirit, provoking him to react in anger. Jezebel used him to set up images and to kill God's true prophets. Often a man becomes involved in the local church not because God has called him, but because he is trying to please his wife by at least looking spiritual. When a husband steps into a spiritual role at his wife's beckoning or emotional pressure, he is susceptible to her guidance in that role. Jezebel took steps to help promote her spiritual leaders. In the process, she provoked her husband to destroy those in spiritual authority whom she did not like. Have you influenced your husband to think evil of those in authority because you did not like something about them? Jezebel knew that she was not the rightful head, so she invoked her husband's name to give her word authority. Have you ever said, "Oh, my husband will not let me do that," when you knew he would not care? It is a way to maintain control and to stop those who would question you. When a woman steps outside her divinely ordained nature and assumes the dominant role, she will soon become emotionally and physically exhausted and dangerous.